Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Soundtech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Hello, hello! Welcome to Whiplash. You are currently tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM on this gorgeous, gorgeous Friday afternoon. I really hope that you enjoyed that track. Kind of a sneak peek of what I have in store for you for the next hour. The next hour, you're mine. This is just what I felt today. This is what I felt curated playlist. I've done some new stuff. I've done some old stuff. I have track. Oh my gosh. I have trance. I have acid, as you just heard, some acid house. And I have like melodic house too. All that fun stuff. I'm ranging from the 80s to dropped a couple weeks ago. So if you were feeling the energy of that first track, please stay. And there's a little bit of a funny story behind that, is that I only know that as the or for the record, that was Operation Blade, the 7-inch radio edit by Public Domain, if you're trying to look for it. But that's the thing. I only knew it as the Blade kind of theme, like as they're going into like the vampire club for the first time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would go to that vampire club if that's the kind of music they were playing. Like, I don't care who I'm in that club with. I will be getting down, but as the kids say. But yeah, I know that as like kind of like the Blade theme or the most popular, like whatever, from Blade. Wow, I'm rambling now. But I was talking to my dad about it, and I was like, oh yeah, like the Blade theme. He was like, oh, I've never seen Blade, which is really funny because I was watching Blade on the airplane last like trip we went on, and he was like, oh yeah, is that Blade? So obviously, Dad, you're aware of what Blade looks like, but you should definitely watch it. It's pretty cool. For like a superhero movie, I never knew it was a superhero movie, but it is in the DC universe, I think. But yeah, super awesome. I want to see more of that kind of stuff be like more popular than, I don't know. Like, I'm not the biggest Batman fan. Like, I obviously enjoy like the gothic aesthetic of it. And certain things like the Batman Who Laughs, like the art style is crazy, but I'm a horror fan anyway. But yeah, I knew that as a Blade theme, and he was like, oh, you mean Base in the Place London? Like, that's what my dad knows it as. So there you go. Either you know one or the other, like the original by Public Domain, or you know it as the Blade theme. So super, super, super cool. And whoever picked that out as like the theme for Blade, kudos to you, because it's so iconic and so like re-listenable. Both the theme and the original Operation Blade. So yeah, really awesome. And playing Underbeat right now is Underworld, of course, Dark and Long, Dark Train, which was also in the Trainspotting movie. But of course, it was not the most popular track that they had in Trainspotting. That would be Born Slippy. But Underworld just did a set with Boiler Room, and I can't remember where it was, but it just dropped, and I haven't seen the full thing yet, but the clips are incredible. Like, they're older now, but I don't think they've ever gone out of their prime. I would kill to go see them. Yeah, so I actually just found out that one of the later artists, which I'll bring up when we get to him, is playing in Toronto November 7th. Like, I thought he would have been retired, and the tickets are so cheap. So I hope I get to see him, but I'll talk about it a little bit later. But for now, we're heading into the newer, kind of more mainstream EDM music, and we're going to start that off with a Deadmau5 song, but the John Summit remix. This is I Remember on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
I gotta go, gotta think about that.
Welcome back. That was No Room for a Saint by Dom Dalla, Nathan Nicholson, and Walker and Royce. Funnily enough, that is on the F1 soundtrack. I'm not sure how much of that is in the actual movie itself, but I don't know. I like it. It's okay. It's fine. It's new. It's fresh. But the thing is, that's the song that Dom comes out to, or at least he has been coming out to, like, this summer, just like his little part before he starts messing around with whatever buttons he has to click and stuff. But yeah, I saw Dom Dalla at Veld, and I do have to say, out of all of the headliners, I enjoyed his set the most. It went by so fast. Like, I wanted it to go, I wanted way more. But he has such a distinct sound, and I'd love if people could share people who have very, like, a similar sound. But I always know it's him. He has a very, like, punchy, like, bass. But he is still considered house music. But anyway. And before that was 50-50 by Jockstrap, which consists of a member of Black Country New Road. I think her name's Ella. And a producer, I feel like, who's named Tyler. I don't know why, I just know their first names. I should definitely learn. There we go. Sorry. Wow, that was so bad. Her name's Georgia Ellery. And electronic producer Taylor Skye formed Jockstrap. I love that song. I have only recently found it, but it's been on repeat. I think it's really fun. Yeah, that's all I have to say for that. I'm definitely going to check out more of their stuff. And then I started that set off with I Remember by Deadmau5 featuring Cascade, which is the original. But if you didn't know, the original's pretty much 10 minutes long. But I picked the John Summit remix because, I don't know, I think it's fun. And I think it kind of did modernize it in a way, even though the track really isn't that old. But yeah, I really like it. It's funny enough, I saw Deadmau5 and John Summit at Veld as well. And I do have to say, I'm not the biggest Deadmau5 fan, and I didn't love his set. I actually found that I enjoyed his after party. I enjoyed his after party set, the stuff that I saw of it under his alias, Test Pilot, more than I enjoyed what he brought to the main stage at Veld. But then again, he only played a little bit of I Remember, which I was really sad about, closer to the beginning of his set. I wish it was longer, but whatever. At the end, oh my gosh, what's happening right now? I have no thoughts. Anyway, he was chill. He played a little prank on us, like, all that kind of stuff. And I kind of wish that John Summit played I Remember too, like, a little bit of his remix. But he didn't, probably because Deadmau5 already played. But out of all of the headliners, which was Tiësto, who I was very, very disappointed in, I'm not gonna lie. I would definitely go see him again, just not in North America. I think that was the issue. I think he was playing to his audience, but it wasn't what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear a trance set, because he played a full, like, an entirely only trance set at Tomorrowland this year, which was incredible, and that's what I was looking forward to. But yeah, he didn't even play any of his hits, really. I was really looking forward to kind of hear, like, more Adagio for Strings, and all we got was, like, 1035 by Tate, like, featuring Tate McRae, and I was like, not really for me, kind of disappointing. But, you know, I think he played to his audience. It just wasn't for me. That was also the first time I'd ever been in a crowd that big, and I was pretty much right at the front. And I just honestly, I don't think I enjoyed being at the front for that kind of music. I enjoy being at the back, you know, you can see all, the whole stage, like all the visuals and stuff like that. But also you have room to dance the further back you are. I don't want to be all the way back, but right in the middle, you know, are people who got there kind of early, and all you want to do is dance and you make so many friends. Yeah, really cool. Friends for the night. You never see them ever again, which is so amazing. That's been happening to me a lot recently, just going to places out and about, and it's really nice. I think it's almost like a lost art of just talking to strangers and, you know, never asking to connect with them ever again, and just having an overall pleasant experience and be like, wow, wish you the best the rest of your life. So yeah, really cool. But we are heading over to the UK now. Let me see here. What am I gonna do? We're heading over to the UK now. After one Australian artist, one American, one Canadian, and I'm assuming, I actually don't know where Black Country New Road is from, but nevertheless, this is Where You Need to Be by Skin on Skin.
Never look.
You just heard Break It Down by Confidence Man and Into Stellar. Before that was Wine VIP by Soul Mass Transit System. And before that was Where You Need to Be by Skin on Skin. I really like Skin on Skin. I really like Soul Mass Transit System. I like some of the stuff that I've heard from Confidence Man. I'd love to see Soul Mass Transit System live. I think he'd be incredible. And then Skin on Skin, I always look forward to see what they do. They switch it up sometimes, but the first song I ever heard from them was probably about 4 years ago, and it was Burn Down Bridges, which if you haven't heard it, go check it out, and then immediately go check out Nia Archives remix. Nia Archives, she's a jungle artist, and it's so cool. It's so cool. We are reaching the end of my show, so I'm going to stop talking as much. But if for those of you in Ritual, I hope you've really been enjoying it. For those of you listening wherever you are, I also hope that you have been enjoying it. It's the first week back. First week back at school, and I'm pumped, so I wanted to kind of share that with you. But yeah, we're reaching the end. So this is, I have a ton of CDs in my car. If you've been in my car, you know I have a whole like crate full of them. And they're all from my parents. Most of them are from my parents. And they have some Ibiza hard mixes in there, like from the 90s and stuff like that. And this is where I got pretty much the rest of what I have lined up for the hour. So we're throwing it back, and we're coming back to Canada from the UK. This is Silence by Delirium, Sarah McLachlan, but it is Tiësto's remix.
Yeah.
just heard 1998 by Binary Finery. Binary Finery, wherever you're from, don't care. But it was the Paul Van Dyke remix. And oh my gosh, wasn't it so good? I love it. I love it. I love it. And then before that was I Want You Forever by Carl Cox. But it was the Josh Butler remix. And then, of course, I started that set off with an absolute classic, which was Silence, Delirium, and Sarah McLachlan. But it was Tiesto's In Search of Sunrise edit. And we are officially at the last track for today. I do thoroughly hope that you've enjoyed and you've stuck around, or if you tuned in, you stuck around from that point, from whenever you did. Yeah, this has been Whiplash with your host, Aaron, or DJ LFN, depending on how long you've been here. It's been quite a few years. It feels like quite a few years, too. So if you've been with me for a while, thank you. And if you're new, please come back next week. Even if you didn't like today's show, next week will be completely different. But if you did like today's show, please, 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 please let me know if you ever see me or talk to anyone at the station, or even DM me on Instagram from the official Whiplash account, which I'm hoping to get active again. I kind of fell out of it over the summer. But what I was going to say earlier is that two points, Deadmau5 that I saw at Veld. It was so cool to see. He closed out his set with his track The Veld, which it was so cool because it was my first Veld, and of course Veld was named after that track. So just that point. And then the second point, Paul Van Dyke, he's coming to Toronto November 7th, and the tickets are unbelievably cheap for how much of an icon this man is. So if you liked what you just heard and what you're about to hear, this is For an Angel by Paul Van Dyke on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope that this sends you into the weekend with what you need to be sent into the weekend with. Love you all so much. Take care. We'll be right back.
As summer winds down, KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountainhead, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons Propaganda on September 15th. Don't miss Hamilton's The Dirty Nil on September 19th, followed by The Brokes tribute to The Strokes on September 20th. And then on September 26th, check out Petit Beliveau and Neo Folk Icons Bridge City Sinners on September 27th. The month ends with Yukon Blonde the night of September 28th at Broom Factory. All shows are co-sponsored by us here at CFRC 101.9 FM. And for a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.